This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody.
It's Friday, so yeah. I'm sorry.
That's my wife, Teresa.
Yeah.
And I'm Scott, and we're just so happy that you're with us today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, a great podcast today to lead you into the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care what you know until they know that you care.
So true.
Well, that is.
When was a time in your life when you realized so-and-so really showed that they cared about me?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say when I was 11, most of you know my story, but I didn't see my father from the time I was 11 until I was 18. And my parents divorced. And there was a man who really took me under his wing. And his name was Ross Martella, Sr. And he really went beyond, above and beyond, to make me feel a part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always knew he cared. I know, in fact, when my mother passed away in 1998, after she passed away, the next morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, he found out already. I have no idea. She passed out. Passed away that Saturday evening, but Sunday morning we went to the funeral home to make the arrangements. And I walked in, and we walked up to the desk to talk to the people. And I looked behind me, and there's a man in a cowboy hat. And there was Mr. Martella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He knew how close that I was with my mother, and how devastated he knew I was.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure to be there to give me a hug,
mm-hmm.
and to tell me that he loves me.
Yeah.
Now, I truly knew from the bottom of my heart that he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated that. Oh, he didn't have to do that. He had three boys of his own. And his son, Ross Jr., was one of my best friends. But Mr. Martella just made a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just had a really servant's heart.
My story is a little bit similar to the two years has to do with my dad. When he passed away, I was having dinner with a friend of mine and got a call from my nephew that they had taken my dad to the hospital and it didn't look good. And when I got there, I was also devastated, but I had a peace I can't explain. But I was just thinking who I needed to contact, and this particular couple that I contacted. Just stayed on the phone with me for hours and hours, and they were out of state. They're still in my life today, but I look back on that and how much that meant to me, just to know those ups and downs I was having. They were right there on the phone with me if I needed them, because they'd already been through some other tough times with me when I went through my divorce and a lot of depression that followed that, and that just meant so much to me. And you know, it wasn't so much of them telling me things to make me feel better. Or it was really just listening and knowing they were there and helping me work through those horrible moments that I was experiencing, because this was so sudden.
It is.
But, again, that's how I really knew that they cared.
That's right.
And they lost sleep all night. They didn't get to sleep that night. So people
they weren't worried about sleep. They're more concerned with your well-being, and that's a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And people show us in different ways. So we forgot to mention the scripture that goes along with this.
Yeah, let's mention that, and that's Romans 12, actually 14 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all.
That's right.
You know, people don't want to hear solutions.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to hear. That's why I know as a pastor and going, and I know I've been to a couple of hospitals and where someone has just passed away. And I've been to, I remember went to this one young boy's room, and he had had 10 surgeries because of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
This last one was because of a tumor in his brain. The last thing I should tell them would be, it's God's will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
What they want to hear is, I'm here for you.
That's right.
Okay? I'm here for you and to pray for you, and man, I feel your pain.
Oh, and I've had instances where someone will actually say, you know, I'm so glad this has never happened to me before. Now, what in the world good does that do?
Exactly.
Not one bit. It just comes across as so prideful, and you think, how in the world can you even find that within yourself to say that right now?
Right.
You know, so people really don't care what you know until they know that you care. And, you know, you can talk about some great business venture that you've got going and some wonderful experience and haven't talked to people for years, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start getting these phone calls from someone that you haven't talked to in years, and all of a sudden they want you to be part of this great idea. Where were you back when all of these other things were going on and my life was in devastation? And the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done that too. I'm very guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the way we were designed to be. We are to care about each other.
Right.
Get out, and it's just worse, I think, in the world we live in today. We are so, our worlds get so small because we just are so channeled into what we've got going on and what's wrong with us.
Yeah. You know, and really, you know, we really need to make a special effort to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to our immediate family members, you know, parents, siblings, children,
mm-hmm.
spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends,
mm-hmm.
you know? Love and action is not easy, is it?
Right. Oh, no.
It's not easy. It demands that we swallow our pride, admit, sometimes, you know what? We're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're just wrong, and that's all there is to it. As painful as love may be, however, it is the only way to experience the joy of rebuilding relationships.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
And so,
if anybody's done that, it's not too late to mend those relationships.
No.
It's not too late to show somebody that you really care.
Right.
That'd be a great way to start the middle of this week towards the weekend that you could be planning. Maybe there's somebody you need to go talk to Saturday.
Yeah, maybe. It might be someone at your job place.
Mm-hmm.
That you might have said something that you really probably didn't mean because you might have been in a hurry. You were under a lot of stress.
Right.
Your boss was calling you, or you may be the boss. And, you know, people were not doing their job, and you got stressed out and said something to someone that you really don't, that you regret.
Right.
Okay? Swallow your pride.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the business place, I've had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to swallow my pride and go up to that person and go, you know what? I was wrong.
Right.
I may not have been wrong in my motives,
mm-hmm.
because I need you to understand, you know, this. But the way I acted was not right. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the flip side of that is, too, when you have people in your life that you really know that they care about you, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden this pattern that they're showing us right now is out of character for them, that's a pretty good clue that something's not right with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to extend them grace because this is not their normal behavior. We need to find out what's wrong. We need to go and show them that we care and see, because this is not the way they normally behave. And extend people grace. So much is going on in people's lives that we don't know about. And it comes out, and it's sometimes people don't mean it. It's just, again, we've got so much coming at us. And it's not that we don't care, but we could go the extra mile when it's revealed to us and make amends and say, I am so sorry.
That's right.
I really did not mean that. And I would have been here if I could have, and I'm sorry that I didn't at least let you know I was thinking about you. I mean, my goodness, email, text, all of these ways.
You
know,
all the ways we can communicate.
It's almost like it's just not an excuse.
That's exactly right, what you just said. There is no excuse. You know?
Selfishness.
Some people don't talk to people, to other people for years because they think they were wronged.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. Well, the only person you're hurting is yourself.
Mm-hmm. And we need not keep score.
That's right.
We've said in another podcast, if someone's on your mind, so a lot of times that's God saying, contact these people. I've done that so many times and found they'll say, I'm so glad you called. You are not going to believe what we're going through.
That's right.
And don't be too busy to just ignore that knowing that God has given us, to go that extra mile and say, you're on my mind. Tell me why.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what? What a great topic.
Somebody else is on.
Yeah.
Or on their mind.
That's
who
exactly
would that be?
Yeah. God. But you know what? What a great topic this has been. And we pray that you've gotten something out of it. Maybe it's hit a chord in you.
And if you're not sure if he cares, look at his word.
That's right.
Sometimes if you're not sure that he really cares about you, go on and read the book of Romans.
Well, yeah.
Where we're at today.
Well, listen, we love y'all. And, you know, there is one person who truly cares about you. You never have to question it in any form or fashion. And his name is Jesus. He loves you so much that he went to the cross for us. And we want to give you an opportunity, if you don't know Jesus, or if you may have walked away, maybe because of a situation, or maybe a resentment for someone else, or whatever the case may be, here's your opportunity today to come back to Jesus. Father God, we love you. We thank you for everyone in the world who's been listening to our podcast today, and we pray blessings upon them and their families. And Father, for those who don't know you and those who may have walked away, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I know you hung on the cross. You died. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. You tell me, because I asked you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we want you all to know that we care.
Mm-hmm.
And we care if you just made that decision. So email us and let us know at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you have a great day.
Yeah.
And remember,
people don't care
what you know
until they know that
you care.
Well, listen, begin again while living it up. Bye-bye.